Dragon Master. Are you feeling horny again? Why am I not surprised? It makes me feel like I'm useful and have stuff to take care of. So, what would Master like taken care of first? Would he like to grip my breast, or perhaps my ass? Maybe you'd like to be sucked off again? I'll do anything to make your cock happy. Wow. You're certainly strange sometimes, Master. Do you really want me to suck and lick on your ears? Is this a fetish of yours? That's sexy. Of course I'll do that for you, Master. I love making you come. Would you like me to strip naked for you as well? That way you can pinch my nipples and grab my bouncy breasts as I lick your ears? Very well then. Let me remove my nightgown. Much better, don't you think? Easier access for you. Maybe I can praise you some too and make you feel like the man I know you are. I know you're more confident in private, but I do notice you looking away from me and Lily when we're all together at once. Only sometimes, though, but why is that? No need to be shy, Master. You're handsome, strong, sexy, and great at what you do. You're also very kind and take care of Lily and I well. I know you might have some questionable tastes, but it's part of what makes you lovable. I know I might have been rough with you at the beginning, but that was before I had a taste of your cock. I needed to be disciplined by a man to get my behavior together. Thank you for that, Master. I am prone to snapping a little, but whenever I act out, just command me to flash my tits at you and shove your cock down my throat. That should teach me a lesson. Now, let me focus on your ears more. I feel your ears getting hot, Master. I would have never been happy with my life if I didn't know what sucking your cock truly felt like. I know you like me turning into a filthy whore for you too. My parents raised me to be a chaste and pure dragon princess. Not the disgusting slut that you made me turn into. I may have been very snappy and anal before, but I guess your magical cock turned me into a new woman. Maybe this ear-licking thing isn't so weird after all. It's turning me on, too. Sometimes the bitchy part in me wants to put my foot down and tell you to discipline your sexual urges sometimes. But when I think about slurping on your fat cock, then I melt and make a mess into my panties. See, Master? That's how much of a man you are to me. Is your cock any harder since I started whispering in your ears and telling you how wet you make my pussy? Oh, master, my nipples. It makes me so hot when you play with them like that, master. It's my favorite thing to lap up and swallow. I think I might be getting addicted to this. I love being master's cum slut. But in all seriousness, I hope you aren't planning on touching Lily tomorrow with how much I've pleasured your cock today. But you're so horny and depraved that perhaps you won't be able to help yourself. Anyway, remember, if she doesn't want it, I don't want you touching her. Plus, if you save her cum for me while I'm gone, I'll give you a special surprise when I come back. That should keep you on your toes. Good night now, master. I'll be awake early making your breakfast.